Hi, this is Lawrence with Licensed Agent Mega Camera Recorded Line. Do you want to go over your 2026 plans to see what's new for you this year?
Pardon?
Yeah, did you want to go over all the options available for you this year?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Great. Okay, can I just first start with your zip code, please?
76085.
76085. Thank you for that one moment there. All right, and it looks like we are in Weatherford, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let me walk you through this here really quick. I do have to read a quick disclaimer, then we'll jump right into it here. Before we begin, Medicare requires, I let you know, that we don't offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 5 organizations, which offer 36 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for compliance purposes here, ma'am, if we get disconnected for any reason, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's jump right into it here. Let's see if we can help you out today. What was one of the reasons you called out today to us?
Just going over my Medicare plan already and just trying to see if there's any better benefits than what I've already got.
Okay, yeah, let's see if we can help you with that. Can I just ask a few basic questions here for you? My first question is, do you make your own healthcare decisions or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
I do that.
Okay, great. And are you currently living in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
Not yet, thank God.
Not yet, thank God. Hey, good for you. And I don't need these quite yet, but do you have access to your medication bottles?
I only have one, so yeah.
Oh, perfect. And then my last thing I have for you, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you can read that, there's a letters and numbers right below your name. I would just need that to find you in the system here.
Okay. The letters below my name is, well, it's the number 1JK6XX7TC78.
Okay, 1 second there. Okay, it looks like I'm speaking to Miss Amelia Greiner.
Yes.
Greiner or Greiner? I don't want to mispronounce it.
Well, it's Greiner.
Greiner, okay. Okay, thank you for that. All right, and just before I can look up information in our system, to determine your eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I got to read all these informal disclosures. Just jump through the right way.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, you said Ms. Greiner, G-R-E-I-N.
Yes, that's okay. What my ex-husband said. He said that was his name, so that's the way he said it. And he's my ex, and I still have the name. Long time.
Yeah, it's a pain to change all the paperwork. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to confirm some basic information here. Just want to make sure I've got it all inputted correctly. I have February 23rd, 1954 date of birth?
Yes.
Okay. And then are we still at the 121 Del Rey Mar Circle?
Ray Del Mar?
Yeah.
Ray Del Mar Circle, yes.
Ray, yeah, 121 Ray Del Mar Circle, Weatherford, Texas. Okay. Alrighty, 1 second here. Oh, you got a birthday next month. Happy early birthday.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. While I'm kind of pulling that information up, what are you currently in? What's going on with your Medicare plan right now? How's it been working for you?
It's been working just fine. I don't go to the doctor too often. I'm pretty healthy. You know, just if I have a cold or something, then I might have to go to the doctor or something. If I have something going on, then I would, but I don't have anything going on right now.
That's good. That's great. Well, yeah, and, you know, obviously you want to put some extra money in your pocket, but we want to make sure all those, you know, kind of healthcare needs are met as well. So we want to kind of do a little bit of everything. That being said, within the last year, have you had any hospital visits, ER visits that you had to do stay overnight?
No.
No, okay. All right. And do you have any upcoming procedures, surgeries, anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Are you on any Medicaid, any state assistance Medicaid?
Medicaid, no.
No, okay. All right. Okay, so let me pull up what you have here. And we'll see if we can help you. How about our dental? Are we Do we have any upcoming dental procedures? Do we need any dental work done?
Well, I'm still getting some stuff done. My teeth are kind of fragile, so I've had to recap some teeth, you know. I haven't had any teeth pulled.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay on that. Okay. All right. And then how about our vision? Do we wear prescriptions? Do we need upgrades on prescriptions?
I need to go get my eyes checked again. It's time. Sometimes I have dry eyes sometimes, so I get some drops, you know, just teardrops, natural tears or something like that. But that's about the only thing. And I do need the glasses because my vision, as far as getting older, I can't see as well as I could a long time ago. But I'm doing better. I mean, I'm not doing better. I'm doing good.
You're doing well.
Not any worse than I was.
That's good. Hey, as long as we're not declining there, then, you know, that's all we can ask.
No.
For,
so. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've got, like, dry eyes. So if I don't use the drops, they do kind of get sore a little bit.
Yeah. Do you just go to like just over-the-counter droplets? Is that what you get? Or
yes.
You get,
yes.
Okay. And how about our hearing? Sounds like you can hear me okay. Have you ever looked into hearing aids or anything like that?
No. I don't need them. I can hear.
Good. And are we able to drive ourselves around town still? Do you have family that helps you with that? How do we get around town?
No, I get around by myself. Right now, my car is out of commission, so I'm trying to buy a new car, but that's about it.
Okay. All right, so that kind of helps you out. And are you currently receiving any OTC that you're aware of?
Over-the-counter drugs? No.
Over-the-counter, well, it could be used for drugs. It could be used for sometimes it's like you can buy groceries, utilities, things like that. Anything like that, anything like that receiving?
No. I probably could use help in the over-the-counter, not over-the-counter, with electric and
utilities, things like that.
Utilities, yes, because as a matter of fact, I had a $900 electric bill last month
and
the month before, and an $800 water bill the month before last. So I don't know what caused the utilities to go up like that, because normally they weren't. It was actually affordable, but those have not been. Two electric bills for over $900 and one water bill for over $800. That doesn't make sense.
No, that is wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I do need to do something about that. They said they told me that I could contact somebody to assist with that. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I would definitely, because that just seems, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess that goes to the state, so I can tell you how it runs in Texas.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. $900? That's almost hitting 1,000 right now.
And so I had to pay all those bills at one time.
Pardon?
You don't have like a water leak that you just don't know about. It just seems like such an exorbitant amount.
But see, that's the thing. That was only one bill. All the other bills are normal, you know, and the electric was normal. Then all of a sudden I've got an electric bill for $900, two of them, a month apart. I don't know why $900. I mean, I watch TV. That's about it.
Yeah, maybe that's something you want to talk to the electric company or the water service.
Well, they're already aware because I've already griped.
Like, they know you over there. Okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can help you.
Yeah, they know I'm here.
As you should. Hey, that's ridiculous. I don't like hearing that kind of stuff. But I would expect to at least think people to live just normal every day. It's not like you're over here. Just like you said,
it's not every day that I have a $900 electric bill and an $800 water bill. I have no idea why those messed up. And it's all within the last couple of months.
I don't know. Sounds like someone might need to hit a quota. I'm just Thank you. I don't know if that's really a real thing. I shouldn't say that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I have no idea, but whatever it is, I better fix it because I can't afford it.
Okay, well, let me see if we can help with that, because it definitely seems like, you know, putting some money back in your pocket, you know, can help here. Now, let me walk you through. I'm sorry, and I have to read this quick disclaimer here, because this is
okay.
Part of what I have to do here, and then we'll jump right in. Before I can discuss the plan available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation will not affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Kreiner?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So let's just jump right into it here. I'm pulling some stuff up here for you, and I do have a couple options that I want to go over for you. Oh, and I'm sorry. Before I do that, I should have asked you this a little bit earlier. Can I just get the name of your primary care doctor?
Well, the primary care doctor is Dr. Kreshmar, but I work under the – I mean, I go to see Terry Stittle. She is the nurse practitioner that works under Dr. Kreshmar, and I prefer her because she's a her.
Okay. Stittle, is that how you say it?
Stittle, yes. Terry.
Terry Stittle.
Mm-hmm.
Stittle. And that's in what city is she out of?
She's in Aledo.
Aledo, Texas. Let's see if I can.
It's just straight down the street from where I'm at. To her office. It's almost a straight shot.
Yeah, it's 317 FM 187. I found it here. Okay,
one second.
Stittle. That's Terry with an I.
Stittle.
She's a nurse practitioner.
Yes, very good one.
Yeah, you find a good one, you keep a good one. Absolutely.
Yes, I mean, she knows. If something comes up, she already knows all about it and everything. And I mean, in general, not just over me, but she just knows. She's very, very smart. Very smart.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you got something good there. Give me 1 second. Let me just pull that up here. Terry Stittle. So you said you have, like, you go to her, but the doctor isn't, they're all in the same office?
Yes, they're in the same office. She works under Dr. Kreshmar. He's the one in charge. She works right under him, and she doesn't need to go ask him questions because she already knows it.
Okay.
I mean, she does. I mean, I'm not, I'm a nurse too, but you know, some things are so much easier when the person that you're talking to already knows their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I no doubt on that. Okay. Well, if she falls under him, I can't find her in our database. I found
because
her on,
she's not a doctor, she's a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, I did find Dr. Sean Kreshmar. So I just want to make sure all the networks are aligned. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Her initials are PA.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I can't find her practice. But, yeah, and I see Dr. Kreshmar. But, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let me just kind of see what we have here and see where we can, you know. Now, let me ask like this. What about what you have currently you want to improve? Because we want to see if we can strengthen you up here. And really put you in a better situation.
Well, to pay those bills.
That's important. That's important. Trust me.
Three bills right there are just, those are just killing me. It upsets me because I can't afford it.
I mean, yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't like hearing that. I mean, that's tough to hear. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have here. We'll go through it a little bit. So I see your current plan. You have a AARP, Medicare Advantage Essentials, from the United Healthcare Plan, HMO, looks like. Now, what I'm looking at here, the plan is it's a give back plan. Have you used give back plans before? Are you familiar with those?
No, I haven't. I don't know anything about it, but the man before you was telling me more about it, that it, you know, that it was worth it. So I guess so.
Well, I'll explain a little bit more and, you know, not to make it too complex here, but basically what this plan does here in simple terms, it puts money back onto your Social Security every month. So that's what a give back plan does. So this give back plan, and I'm trying to just make sure this is the best one. This give back plan gives you $90 every month back on your Social Security. So you will get essentially, money put onto your car or onto your Social Security. So like, just to kind of use simple terms, if you get $1,000 every month for Social Security every month, you'll get $1,090. Does that make sense? Every month on your Social Security.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So that's how that
right
works.
Right now, now is a good time for it because that's when I needed when these bills came up.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't come around like this. I mean, they've never been high like that. It's just all of a sudden, those three bills, two electric and one water. I mean,
okay.
I don't know what happened, but
Well, just to go over some of the basic stuff. So, you know, like I said, yes, I would love to put extra money in your pocket. That's what we're going to try today. But I also want to make sure you're aware of some of the other benefits here. Like, you still have you still have a comprehensive dental plan. It looks like that you get, you know, all your checkups.
My dental stuff.
Dental's covered. You also get another $1,500 allowance fee on that as well. $0 on x-rays, checkups, emergency
treatment. Right.
Pain surgery. So really good dental plan. As far as your normal doctor's office visits, it's $0 for your doctors. And I did find Dr. how do we say his name again? Dr.
Diddle.
Yeah,
his office. Diddle.
Yeah, he's Dr. Chris Marr and they'll be under that same network. This plan is with, like I said, this is a Humana give back plan. You also receive doctor's office visit specialists, all your preventative care, your wellness checks, you know, your screenings, your colonoscopies, mammograms, all that's going to be covered, vaccines, all that good stuff. You do have some vision here as well. Yeah.
I need vision, that's for sure.
Yeah, you get routine exam, $0, and you get $150 for like an allowance, so, you know, if you need like if you need frames or lenses, you know, contacts, things like that, you do get an allowance as well. Cause your first, you get $0, co-pays for new eyeglasses. So, plus $150 to spend, however, on those kind of things there. So it's a really good plan. You know, and you get money back. That's the most important part. I mean, and I'm glad you told me you're relatively healthy. Obviously, you know, we don't know what every day is going to bring, but I'm glad to hear that. You get $90 back every month on your Social Security. That's how the give back plans work. Other than that, we can go and get that set up for you here. I know you said you take one medication. What was the name of that medication?
Clonazepam. It's for anxiety. I do, you know, I have a little bit of anxiety every now and then.
With bills like
sometimes
that, yeah. Jeez, I'm having anxiety when you told me that.
Trying to keep it down. But, you know, they had me sign something over there at the electric company that I could sign up for. It's something about if I have the need for assist with the payment, I can call them if I need them.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of times people just don't realize what other courses of actions that they can take. You know, sometimes you just kind of see it and you're like, I guess this is all I can do. But no, there's always opportunities there. So it's,
they have a list. What they showed me was a clipboard with a whole bunch of lists of people that are volunteering assistance with something, and if they happen to need something that you've got on that clipboard that they need, well, then they can help you out with something like that. And they're there for all the people, not just a few. So that's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you just I'm trying to find that medication. Do you know how the spelling starts? Or is this the first few letters? That way I can find it in my system here.
For Terry?
For your medication.
Oh, clonazepam. Let me go get the bottle and
only reason because I'm going to need the milligrams. So, yeah, if you can grab that bottle for me, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I think it's a 0.5, but I do have it put up.
Clonazepam, I think I found it. I found it. I just need the milligrams.
That's what I'm looking for. That's the medication you don't want to be left behind around kids where they might think, oh, this is something I ought to try. Mm-hmm. So don't.
Be careful, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm hoping I didn't finish it and throw the bottle away because then I'm not going to get it.
Let's see here. Clonazepam. Let's see. Is it
0.5,
1 milligram, 2 milligrams?
It's 0.5, I think.
I'm
pretty sure. It's a very low dose.
Okay. All right. And which pharmacy do you go to? Walgreens, CVS?
It's Walmart. Walmart?
Walmart, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I got it. So that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need anything else from there. Okay, so is that the only one you take? Anything else?
Yeah, that's the only one.
Okay. Wow,
and I had it a few days ago, so I might have put it somewhere else. Now I can't remember where I put it. I'll find it. It's in my room all the time because I worry that people may just think, oh, here's a drug. Just try it.
Don't do that. Please. I'm glad you're responsible. trying to put it somewhere where no one can get to it.
Well, I try to hide it, especially when they're little kids around, because they don't ever know what something is. And it might look good and it might look like candy or something, but it's not.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get this started for us here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Just going to go over some basic yes or no questions in a second here, and then read some, this might where you want to take some notes here as well. So if you want to grab it. My first question I have here for you, this is just yes or no. Are you comfortable saving your drug information with Humana, yes or no?
My drug information?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
That's the only pill I take anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had one earlier today. They had, I think it was 19, so you're the lowest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you're doing a lot
better. That's a meal. That's not a pill. That's a meal.
Yeah, no.
A bad one, but a meal. Oh, goodness.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, no, I'm sure you know people who take a ton of pills. Yeah, so the fact you're only doing one, you're already ahead of the game.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep it as one if I can.
Keep it like that, exactly. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to review some of the benefits. I know I kind of went over here just so we're not glossing over that here. So you have a monthly premium of this plan for $0, so this isn't costing you anything. You do get your $90, mm-hmm. Give back. That's what's a give back. The name of this plan, write this down to Humana Essentials Plus Give Back.
Okay.
Hold all right.
I'll put this up. Okay. Humana Essentials Give Back.
Humana Essentials Plus.
Give Back, I mean.
Yeah, plus Give Back.
Okay.
And like I said, there's $0 cost. You do have your, a deductible of $425, drug deductible $350, inpatient hospital coverage $310, days 1 to 7, $0, 8 to 9, 90 days, outpatient $0 as well. Doctor's office visit $0. Specialist. Oh, I'm sorry. And I have your doctors are in network. Specialty doctors is $40. Any outpatient or inpatient mental health coverage is $310 for first days 1 through 6. $0 for 7 to 90. Outpatient $30. Preventative care. All your screenings, mammograms, pap smears, colonoscopies, vaccines, HIV screenings, hepatitis, all that stuff. All your wellness check, your checkup. That's all $0. Emergency care. Yeah, emergency care is $115. Now if you're admitted into the hospital, that is waived. Urgent care $40. Max out of pocket $300. Tiers 1 through 5 for catastrophic coverage $0. Deductibles for tiers 1 is 0 to 10, 2, 0, 1 to 20. And deductibles for 3, 4, and 5, deductible applies. Initial coverage for levels 1 is 0 to 10. Tier 2 is 1 to 20. Tier 3, 30 to 47. Tier 4, 37%. Tier 5, 29%. And then hold on, let me pull this up here more because I did want to kind of sometimes it gives me a little bit more here. I'm going to pull up the dental really quick here as well because I know, we want to take care of our dental. Where are you, dental? There we go. So, yeah, all your scalings, cleanings, that's $0. Comprehensive oral evaluation, $0. Copay for bridge resementation, $0. $0 for bridge crown up to 2 to 5 years, $0. And where did I see that here as well? Yeah, and then you get your $1,500 combined, like on your allowance on that as well. So that's a really good plan for you as well. Of course, your vision, you do get eyewear $0, Medicare covered diabetic eye exam $0. You get your routine exams 1 per year $0, and then you also get that $150 maximum benefit coverage for lenses or glasses. As well, a little benefit there. You have some mental health therapy for outpatient is $35. A specialist is $30. You can do the telehealth as well. Outpatient is substance abuse service $35. Specialist and telehealth $30. This plan has covers up to 100 days in a skilled nursing facility, $0. Let's see what else it is here. So drugs covered. And did we go over the hearing? I don't know if we hit the hearing. So I make sure to cover a little bit of everything.
Well, you asked me if I could hear. I can.
Okay. Yeah. You have hearing covered. Well, hearing exams are $0. Just want to make sure I give you a little bit. And this is all going to get mailed to you. I just want to kind of give you like a brief kind of summary there. So just so you have that information.
Okay.
We'll be mailing this to you as well. Okay. So did you understand? Yeah, did you understand all the benefits in this plan? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much so.
Thank you. And like I said, we'll get all this mailed to you. A lot of this now is just going to be some, some basic information here. Let me copy and paste on my side. Okay, so I want to make sure I got the spelling of your name, A-M-E-L-I-A.
Yes.
And then Grenier. Is that what, Grenier?
Well, I say Griner, G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
There's a basketball player.
Pronounced separate.
Yeah, there's a girl basketball player, Brittany Griner. That's how I'll remember it, Griner. G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Right.
Okay, date of birth, February 23rd, 1954.
Correct.
All right, and phone number here is 817-312-2614.
Correct.
And that's a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get another one because I got a crack on my phone. I dropped it and it landed on its face.
You see how many phones my kids have sent me through, so I know how that goes. Okay.
My phone cracks.
Yeah. And then I have your address.
But they're still intact.
Hey, as long as they work, you know. No, as long as they work, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, and then home address, I want to confirm that, 121 Ray Del Mar Circle, Weatherford,
yes.
Texas, 76085.
Correct.
Okay, let's copy and paste my site over here. Okay, and then I have, let's see here. And I'm sorry, your home address is the same as your residential address, right? You don't have like a P.O. box that you use or anything.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's it. Just 121 Ray Del Mar Circle.
All right. I'm going to put preferred language English. You're not on any Medicaid. P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of these are yes or no questions here. Will you have any other prescription drug coverage like VA care, TRICARE, in addition to your Humana plan, yes or no?
No. I lost those when I got divorced.
Okay.
I had a husband in the military. But he was a womanizer, so I'd rather be divorced.
Hey, I'm not going to talk to those military guys. I'm not, you know, hey, that's they're out there.
Oh, well, the one I was married to, he was
a
womanizer all the way.
I don't like hearing that. Okay, this is another yes or no. Are you currently a resident? I already know the answer, but are you currently a resident in a nursing home or long-term care facility?
No, and hopefully never.
Yeah. will you have any other medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this plan becomes effective?
No, unless somebody gives me one for free, I guess.
And
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and then you're not a veteran. Are you currently working?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then you have a spouse that works.
I've been trying. They've been begging me to come back to work, but I haven't done it yet.
Hey.
Well, now I don't have a car, so I can't go to work. But I was trying to go back to work because I get bored just laying around at home or doing nothing. And so I don't have any hobbies that are fun. So I guess I might as well go back to work.
Find some fun hobbies. We want you to have some good time. All right. a few more yes or no's here. Have we discussed the benefits of the Humana plan to your satisfaction? And do you intend to enroll in the plan? Premium of no more than $0 with an effective date of February 1st, 2026, yes or no?
No, just the one I have already.
Okay. And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government and is not a Medicare supplement plan, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your provider here as the Kretschmeyer, who obviously is, you know, still a – how do you say it? Stittler?
John Kretschmeyer.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. And I'm just going to read this. This is for Social Security because some people do get money withdrawn from the Social Security for their plans. Yours is $0, but I do have to read this for everybody. So this really doesn't apply to you.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and read that real quick. Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. In most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from the enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. Okay. But like I said, you're not paying anything, so that doesn't really apply to you. Yeah, trust me.
As long as I don't have to pay back something, that's good.
No. All right, and then I'm going to put that I helped you enroll. Again, my name is Lawrence. First name is Lawrence. My last name is Morris. So if you want to put that down for your records.
It's Warren?
Lawrence, like Lawrence of Arabia. that old movie.
Lauren. Okay. That's my lawyer's name, too.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if that's a good or bad.
Yeah, Steve Lauren.
All right. All right. And then, yeah, my last name is Morris. Okay. And I'm
going to
be Morris. M-O-R-R-I-S.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood. Yes, I said Lauren. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read this part here, and just bear with me. It is kind of wordy here, so we're going to power through this really quick. All right. By completing this enrollment form, I agree to the following. If I'm enrolling in a Medicare Advantage health plan that has a contract with the federal government, I must keep both hospital parts A and B to stay in a Humana plan. I must continue to pay my Medicare Part B premium. It is my responsibility to inform Humana of any prescription drug coverage that I have or may get in the future. I understand if I don't have a Medicare prescription drug coverage or credible prescription coverage as good as my Medicare, I may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if I enroll in a Medicare prescription drug coverage in the future. With few exceptions, I can only be in one Medicare Advantage health plan or Medicare prescription drug plan at a time. I understand that my enrollment in my selected plan may end my enrollment in another Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan. Enrollment in my selected plan is generally for the entire year. I understand that when my Humana coverage begins, I must get all my medical and prescription drug benefits from Humana, benefits and services provided by Humana and contained in my evidence of coverage document, also known as a member contract or subscriber agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare nor Humana will pay for benefits services that are not covered. I will abide by the rules of my evidence of coverage. Once I'm a member of Humana, I will have the right to appeal plan decisions about my payment or services if I disagree. This Humana plan serves as a specific plan serves a specific service area. If I move out of that area that my selected plan serves, I need to notify Humana so I can disenroll and find a new plan in my area. I understand that Medicare beneficiaries are not generally covered under Medicare while out of the country, except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. Once Humana has received my enrollment form, I may get a verification letter to make sure that I understand how my plan works and confirm my intent to enroll. This is not a secondary plan to Medicare Parts A and B. Humana pays instead of Medicare. I will be responsible for the amounts that Humana doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Medicare Parts A and B won't pay for my health insurance, my health care while enrolled in Humana. If you are requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. I understand that this plan is a Medicare Advantage PFS plan which may have prescription drug coverage built in. Before seeing a provider, I should verify that the provider will accept the plan for each visit. My doctor or hospital isn't required to accept the plan's terms and conditions unless they choose not to treat me except for emergencies. I understand that my healthcare provider has the rights to choose whether to accept PFS plan payment terms and conditions every time I see them. I understand if my provider decides not to accept PFS plans, I will need to find a provider that will. I understand that if my PFS plans don't offer Medicare prescription drug coverage, I may obtain coverage from other Medicare prescription drug plans. Once I enroll, I may leave this plan or make changes only at certain times of the year if an enrollment period is available. Example is annual enrollment period, October 15th through 7th of every year, or under certain special circumstances. If you are requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. Once Humana has your enrollment form, you will get a call from a plan representative. The call is to make sure that you understand the private fee-for-service plan works and how to confirm your intent to enroll in Humana. If Humana Central Plus isn't able to reach you by phone, they will get a letter to mail that contains similar information. If you are requesting membership for a private fee-for-service plan statement as Medicare private fee-for-service plan works differently than Medicare supplement plan as other Medicare Advantage plans. Humana essentially pays instead of Medicare, and I will be responsible for the amounts that Humana doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Original Medicare won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in a Humana plan. Effect on my current coverage: if I'm currently enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, you have a current Medicare Advantage health care coverage will end when my new Medicare Advantage coverage starts. If you have TRICARE, your coverage may affect you once your new Medicare Advantage coverage starts. Please contact TRICARE for more information. If you have a Medigap plan, once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts, you may want to drop your Medigap policy. You'll be paying for a coverage you cannot use. Your response for this in this form is voluntary. However, failure to respond may affect enrollment in the plan. Privacy Act. Statement: the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services collect information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans and improve care for the payments of Medicare benefits, sections 1851 of the Social Security Act and 42 CFR 422.50 and 422.60 authorizes the question of information. CMS may use disclosed and exchange enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries and the system records a notice. Medicare Advantage prescription drugs. All right, we're almost done here. If you're requesting membership of chronic special needs plans, the following statement applies. I understand this plan is a chronic special needs plan. My ability to enroll is based on my physician verification that I have a qualifying medical condition. I understand that I am enrolling in Humana Medicare Advantage plan, not a Medicare supplement, Medigap, Medicare, or Medicaid plan. The information on this enrollment form is correct, to the best of my knowledge. I understand that if I intentionally provide false information on this form, I will be disenrolled in the plan. To cancel my plan, I can call the plan prior to the effective date. Additional information is provided in this plan's enrollment letter, which I'll be receiving. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about quality of care or other services such as a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. How you file a complaint depends on what your complaint is about. For help filing a complaint, visit Medicare.gov, call 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your state and local health insurance systems program for free personalized help. All right, that was so easy. 1 second here. Thank you for being patient with me, Ms. Graham. I appreciate that.
You're fine.
I'm going to give you some information in just a second here to write down as well. I'm going to get you a confirmation number in a second as well, too. Let me just make sure I got spelling your name. G-R-E.
It's a confirmation of what?
I'm going to get you a confirmation number as well. So just to give you a couple more numbers and stuff. So give me 1 second while that's loading up. Okay, so that's going to load from here. I'm sending that. Okay, so while that's loading, let me give you a few numbers here. Again, you got my name, Lawrence Morris. The name of our agency that I work for is Mega Care Insurance. So MEGACARE, Mega Care Insurance. Okay?
Okay.
Mega Care
Insurance.
Correct. Our phone number to our customer service, let me pull that up for you. That's
888-221-5543.
Okay. And then let me give you the number to Humana's customer service. So this is their direct number. That number is 1-800.
457-4708.
Okay. Yeah, and my office hours is Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But Humana's office hours are from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 7 days a week. So they're available 7 days a week. So just so you have their office hours. Now I do have your enrollment number. So let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to read it nice and slow, and then I'm going to have you repeat it back to me after that. Okay. So R as in Robert, G as
R.
in Gary.
G as in Gary.
Yep. D as in David.
D.
R as in Robert.
R.
L as in Larry.
L as in Larry.
T as in Tom.
T as in Tom.
H as in Harry.
Harry.
S as in Sam.
Sam.
F as in Frank.
F.
And then the number 9.
9. Okay. Enrolled.
Okay. Another thing that you're going to be getting, Ms. Greiner, is a phone call from our customer service team. They usually call the next day, so you probably get a call tomorrow, if not the following day. And that's just a welcome call just to make sure everything went okay for you. A lot of times I always tell people, you get spam calls. I'm sure we all do. If you think it's a spam call, I understand. We'll leave a voicemail just so we know we've made contact with you. Okay. So if you see a number you don't recognize and you don't feel like answering it, they'll leave a voicemail for you just to say that we reached out to you. And then after that, they usually give you a call about a week or two afterwards to make sure everything got mailed out to you correctly.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll be getting a couple calls from our customer service team. So just be aware of that. But other than that, let me see if I got anything else I want to go over. Other than that, Yeah, other than that, you're all set. Like I said, just keep an eye out for that in the mail. Give that about 5 to 7 business days. You should be getting something shortly. But like I said, our customer service team will reach out to you. If you have any questions, you can obviously let them know, and they'll be able to help you out with that. But other than that, you're all set.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mann. I appreciate your time, and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.
You too. I hope you can with this weather being so bad.
I hope so, too. You as well. Be safe. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be safe.